I'm great. Thank you.
Yeah, good. Congratulations on the Teen Choice Award.
Thank you.
Where do you put an award that big?
Well, it's getting pretty cramped in my garage right now. I'm not really entirely sure where I'm going to put it.
No? But you're glad to have it, right?
Yeah, it means the world to me, and it's such a big honor to have an award that means that much. You know, Choice Female Artist is a big deal.
I think you're a cool icon to have. I've seen your work for human rights and in particular the LGBT community. I just wonder why you feel so passionate about that.
Well, because it's not even a matter of being personally connected to it in a sense. It's just what's right. You know, I think it's unbelievable that there are certain things that we still deal with today that are challenges in the LGBT community. But, you know, love is love. And it's as simple as that for me.
That's cool. And I want to thank you personally for that as well. You did a track with Cher Lloyd called Really Don't Care. And that was kind of tied into the LGBT movement, wasn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
What about collaborations with other artists? Maybe you're friends with Iggy, right?
Yeah, we actually just did a song on my new album together. And I really can't wait for everyone to hear it. I think people are going to love it.
That's got to be a single, isn't it? That's got to be released at some point.
Yeah, totally.
Cool for the Summer. Brilliant tune. We've been playing it so much. Tell me a little bit about how you've released it with a different label this time, haven't you?
And I'm with Hollywood Records, who I've been with for years now, Island, and also my own label now called Safe House Records, that I created with Nick Jonas and my manager, Phil McIntyre.
That's cool. So why did you decide to go down that route?
We have so many opportunities and so many things that are just like waiting to be built and done. So when we're provided with the opportunity to be able to create our own label, we thought, why not? And I think it's a great way of being able to provide a safe place for artists that we want to develop to, or maybe if they're already known and they want to join the label, you know, we want to be able to provide a safe haven for artists who are going to be able to have control over their music and you know, what they want to do with their brand and everything. Because you hear a lot of horror stories and then never experience it. You hear a lot of instances where people don't really have a lot of freedom when it comes to being with their label. So we wanted to provide that and also be able to develop artists that we believe in as well.
And the video for Cool for the Summer, I was wondering whether you felt particularly confident doing that, because you're really putting yourself out there. It's impressive.
Thank you. Yeah, I felt really confident doing it, and I worked really hard to get in shape and to get to a place where I felt fearless with videos.
Do you have any particular techniques that help you build confidence?
I work out every single day, and I do my best to eat as healthy as possible. Just a matter of taking care of myself on a day-to-day basis, because that taking care of yourself is something that shows when that's really what's made a difference in my life, and I just want to be able to keep that up so I can do more videos like this and feel great and incredible on stage.
Your body does actually affect your mind quite a lot sometimes. If you're not feeding yourself with the right fuels, then you don't necessarily have the right attitude for the rest of the day and all that sort of stuff.
100%, and that's what I've done, and I've basically turned around my life in a way, and I feel amazing.
I was wondering whether you're feeling mischievous at all. If you're not, don't worry. I won't make you do anything naughty, but if you're feeling mischievous, are you up for something?
Well, to be honest, it's 10:15 in the morning where I am.
Right.
I'm not feeling mischievous, but I'm interested to hear what you're having up.
Okay, let me reveal. Sometimes I like to be a little bit naughty and edit Wikipedia entries. Now, we all know that Wikipedia isn't necessarily the fountain of all truth, and therefore it should be taken with a pinch of salt. Most of your Wikipedia is tied down. Obviously, you've got a big team working with you, and most of it you can't edit unless if you are, you know, the real deal, genuine kind of person. However, one of your songs is available to edit. Do you see where I'm going with this?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. So, Remember December, which was released back in 2010?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, something like that. I was wondering, can we just insert one little lie, and either you can come up with it or I've got a couple of suggestions for you.
Let me hear what you have in mind.
Okay. So, at the end of the first chorus, you can hear a frog croak.
Okay,
it's random. And the other one, which is maybe slightly weirder, but I've done much worse. I think you've got away lightly on this one. Demi had to wear gloves for a portion of the video because she'd written something on her hand in permanent ink and couldn't get it off.
That one's... let me hear the third one. You got another one?
I haven't got another one. I was wondering whether you wanted to come up with one.
If you look closely in the video...
Yeah.
Or, no, if you play the song backwards, there's a hidden message...
Yeah.
...to her... to her fans.
To her fans. Okay. We'll do that. We'll see how many confused fans we get after we put that in. I'm going to put that in personally. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us, Demi. And
yeah, thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Love the tune. Would you like to introduce it for me?
Hey guys, this is Demi Lovato. I'm so excited to play you my new single, Cool for the Summer.